Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Charlotte Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Address is 1445 Citrus Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-521-4231. ID is XXXXXS4154. Date of birth 6/28/1948, 74-year-old married retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/AARP-UnitedHealthcare. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. It is addressed to 1-Vladimir Ristich-PA-C. Florence Healthcare-Chico, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100. Chico, California, 95973-0258. Phone is 530-332-8877. Fax 530-399-0154. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of cognitive impairment, subparagraph, recent history of neurological evaluation with findings of partially treatable expressive aphasia. Well, I should say comorbid medical problems, concurrent treatment for history of malignant melanoma, subparagraph, currently on low-dose REVLIMID and dexamethasone. New paragraph. Dear Vladimir Ristich and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Charlotte Jones. New paragraph. As you know, Charlotte reports experiencing some symptoms of slowly progressive cognitive impairment. And by her and her husband's report concurrently with treatment with Revlimid and dexamethasone for findings of systemic melanoma, subparagraph, by their report, she has no evidence of ongoing disease recurrence after many months of treatment, new paragraph. She does report having a dysomnia with inability to sleep, morning arousals not being refreshed, and tiredness throughout the day. New paragraph. She gives a lifelong history of sensitivity to chemicals and medications that at times could be quite impairing. New paragraph. Initially, at higher doses of her chemotherapy for melanoma, she felt very ill, but has improved as the dosages were reduced, particularly the dexamethasone. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of other significant neurological problems or medical illness. New paragraph. Your comprehensive notes were highly appreciated. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. In consideration of her evaluation, having been already seen and treated by Dr. Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, in Oroville, we will perform the following. Number one, I will obtain Dr. Schmidt's evaluation records for her findings of reported progressive aphasia. Number two, we will obtain the records from speech therapy for their findings and the outcome of her treatment. Number three, we will obtain high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study Number four, home overnight sleep testing will be completed to rule out suspected sleep apnea. The next one, which I think is number five, laboratory diagnostic testing for medical, nutritional, metabolic, and other disorders contributing to aphasia and dementia will also be obtained. New paragraph, she'll be seen for reevaluation with the results of her testing with further review and recommendations for concurrent treatment. Subparagraph, in the past, she was given a trial of amantadine, which by her report did not improve her symptoms and actually made her feel ill. New paragraph, whether Dr. Schmidt felt that she had Parkinson's symptoms is not certain. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns with further information and a more expansive evaluation of her functional capacity that we can address more directly. And so I respectfully, with my professional signature.